Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's episode is a creepypasta, written by Sir Noface. A grisly tale of death, mystery, and the child's fear. An account where a shadow haunts their family, and then them. What's more, is that once they discover meditation, well, you'll just have to listen. Now, time for our support shoutouts. We have the awesome duo Troy Shaw and Blackpaw360 to thank for their incredible support. Many, many thanks to you two for your helping hand in letting others know about this channel. It means the world to me, and people are hearing this channel because of you, so I really, really appreciate it. Another rising Fable star is Snazzy Finch, who is helping out immensely with those likes and comments, and is hilarious as always. I sort of feel like I'm announcing a bunch of wrestlers, it's great. And our other supporters are Darren's X Bonner, 17, William Charles Wattman, 9, great name, Ross Benji McGregor, the awesome machine that is the Crazy Town podcast. Check this channel out for all things wacky, weird, and funny. They are such a great podcast channel. So please check them out, and definitely worth your time. And our last supporter here is Cadavercast. And I gotta say, talk about an addictive podcast to listen to. It combines my love for old films, perhaps B-grade films even, a father and his son duo, in which the son happens to be a very articulate and intelligent 5-year-old co-host. I absolutely love listening to their podcasts, so give them a try as well. So that's Crazy Town Podcast and Cadavercast. Worth your time, trust me. Now, Tale Tellers, turn those lights off, put the sound up, and get ready for something different. Why I don't do meditation anymore. Your tale teller is Sir Noface. To start, this was a passion of mine for many years. I started when I was in high school. A friend of mine's mum often went to a Buddhist group, and I was always interested. Growing up, I had a bit of a troubled past with a rough upbringing. My mother killed herself. Honestly, I was lucky this popular girl even liked me as a friend. I think I made her laugh. I think. One day when I was walking past my friend's house, her mum noticed me and talked to me for a bit. I'm not sure how she knew, but I was kind of down. She asked if I'd like to go to her Buddhist group and see what they're all about. I agreed and had a blast. It honestly was the first time since my mother died that I was happy. Now fast forward a year. I'm meditating on my own and trying different things. Gems, binaural beats, and geometric patterns. I was feeling great. I hadn't thought about the night my mum killed herself since I was a kid. But lately, it's all I can think of. No matter what I tried, every time I tried to center myself, I'd find myself in my 10-year-old body. Laying on the basement steps in pitch black, trying to be as flat as possible. Watching was a completely black figure appearing from the back door of the kitchen. It looked like a man, tall and strong, but had no distinguishing features, just black. He went from the kitchen door, slowly walking towards me. My heart sank as the figure walked right past me and went into my mum's room. I was frozen there. I never moved till morning came. As if a puppet, I just moved off the stairs to check on my mum. With my hand on the door, I felt a breeze. As the door opened, I was shocked at what I saw. My mother's room was trashed. Her sliding door was open and she was dead. I had seen this figure in the corner of my eye ever since, which brings me to now. I was getting myself ready to meditate and decided to try it with binaural beats. As I lay there, I noticed I couldn't move. I was frozen just like when I was a kid. I looked around the room and noticed there was someone walking down the hall to my room. Out of the corner of my eye, I see him, the black figure. I felt my heart sink. I started to cry and began to freak out as he sat next to me. Frozen, I closed my eyes, hoping that when I open them, the figure will be gone. I was wrong. Sitting there, legs crossed, with some kind of hat on. As my eyes could take looking at him no longer, He finally turns and meets my gaze and says,
"You're next."
What a fantastic story, Sir No Face. It always sends shivers down my spine. As a creepypasta goes, I really enjoy the descriptions around the breeze, door creaks, and the reminder of that shadow's presence. It's very well written. It's a great job, and thank you for letting me narrate it. If you like this episode, show this channel some love by taking 2 seconds to click that like button, or if you're listening to this on an Apple Media platform, send a 5 out of 5 star rating my way to help get this channel the exposure it needs. I can't do this without you all. Your likes, comments, ratings, and follows all shape this channel. And for all of you that already do this, thank you so much. And of course, thank you, listeners, for just listening. And last but not least, do you have a story you'd love to hear? Waiting for a narrator to snatch it up and read it out? Or do you have a story of your own? Send it my way to this address, storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. Yep, it's that easy. So, tale tellers, this is a place where stories live, and new tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.